Peace for Ukraine or you reign.
Lửa tình nung cháy con tim, ra đây người đó sao đành lặng câm. Hồ thu đây rồi sóng ngầm, gió trên mây thổn thức thầm cho mưa.
But as the mighty karma casts its spellful web all over the physical cosmos of life, and its power pursues all its beings relentlessly, they will be forced to fall against their better judgment time and again. And that makes sense now. Mm. Okay, my God. I must have been a doctor in former life. And then their level will lower accordingly. Now, a being coming from third level, however, will be less likely to fall. And if this fall, will rise up quickly and escape the net of karma. Wow, I'm very philosophical. The net of karma, the spellful web of the mighty karma. You know, mighty karma casts its spellful web all over the physical cosmos. Yeah, really, I'm not kidding. The one who doesn't need glasses in the dark and everybody scrolling like this, I still make poem. Make some, you know, literature out of it for such a lousy thing as karma. It's not even worth it. Thus, it is always best that a being reaches at least third level of consciousness to be free, because he then already crossed over the line to the positive side, and the higher power thus looks after them. They are the citizens of the positive, and Maya cannot judge them anymore. He lost the grip of that being for good.
Wow.
Though in the physical realm, there are all beings with equal degree of consciousness, human beings are the top. The most godlike image, the cream of physical creation. Oh, I probably mean even if on a plane with all beings, you know, different shapes, but same consciousness, human beings are still the cream of the cream. Yeah? The cream of the physical creation. Again, she's writing some literature, letting people know she's educated. In the dark, you know, with the flashlight. Worry about poetry, the flow. Yeah, they either reside in second, first heaven, or on physical plane with second level consciousness or first level consciousness, you know, like astral or second level. The Lord of the second plane creates human beings from second plane of consciousness down to the astral level only. They are the original form of a human and possess such qualities from the beginning. Oh, okay. This one comes up there. So, and we begin with the Lord of second plane, blah, 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 and then they are the original form of a human and possess such qualities from the beginning. They either reside in second, first, you know, or physical plane. Okay, that's it. That's from the second Lord of Karma who creates humans. Okay, now continue. From then down, means from the second or first or physical plane down, humans that are evolved from the animal kingdom, such as gorillas downward, a smaller animal evolved first to the gorilla, to be noble enough, and then to become a human. If it's a normal cycle of evolution, yeah? Okay, now. And from gorilla to man, and then Bigfoot is the next step upward from gorilla. That's how it goes, yeah? Gorilla, Bigfoot, man. Yeah? And from then on, it takes thousands of years to evolve and catch up with real human beings from astral to causal. Yeah. So the real human beings are made from second level. Yeah? From the Lord of the second plane. And remember they say they reside in the first, second, or the physical plane. Yeah? And the ones who evolve from animals are different then. Later they will catch up in the evolution and come up and become also human. And like all humans, if willing and yearning will meet a perfect master, it's all the same. Once you become a human, you can meet a perfect master and be free from the negative sphere. Step upward to fifth plane even. These animals and trees, if blessed by a perfect master of the fifth plane, can leapfrog into human standard, though less intelligent. Yeah, told you already. Be that. I don't know why I said be that. Maybe being or something. That if they make some virtuous deed to the master or offer of some kind, however insignificant, such as a branch for his use and the master's use, though they still retain some trace of their previous existence, nevertheless, they are already in the human domain and have a chance to speed up their spiritual progress if desired. I have to look into the camera once in a while, otherwise I think I'll see my forehead. Who is that reading? Without a master, even the heavenly beings of second plane or humans of second level of consciousness who are made by the Lord here himself still can fall and transmigrate again in a lower state of existence. Because such is the restriction of karmic law in the heavenly world of causal down to the physical and hellish ones below. There are, of course, physical beings who possess heavenly consciousness and others of hellish quality, depends on how they use their free will and judgment. Looks like I'm studying with you. When I'm in a meditative state, I wrote, but I don't necessarily remember details. There are moral standards that dictate physical beings and karmic force to cause obstruction in their choices. They are mostly helpless, lost in the vast sea of transmigration. Hence, the second plane, causal plane, is the plane where the creative, sustaining, and destroying power all reside and are the same. Yeah, equally powerful. Yeah. Three, the creative, sustaining, and destroying power all reside and have an equal foothold on the second plane. There is always a recycling wheel going on in all domains, like if we are objects, recycling wheel. We are thrown in there, we are recycled, believe it or not. In the second plane, they also do green stuff, huh? You should call it green planet, no? Recycle. Fancy that, huh? They are all in, no? From heaven on already. So mostly people call this heaven, no? You know, the astral and the second, that's heaven. In all domains. this recycling wheel is going on in all domains until one is blessed with a master presence who mercifully takes him under his protective grace and lifts him up high. But not without a mighty struggle with the Lord of Karma, who doesn't want to lose his citizen. Thus, it goes also, the speed of spiritual progress depends on where one stands, at which level of consciousness, how far one has fallen, how high one has evolved, how much one longs for liberation. And of course, hey, still have? And of course, most important, the powerful grace of a master. Depends on that too, huh?
Trời đầy con én nhỏ bên sông, mưa gió một đêm gầy cánh chót uống men tình say túy lũy lôi về quên mất nẻo thiên cung
Russia, leave Ukraine or you reign now. Peace be with you too.